They say every decade you run across a personality that is so polarizing that the world becomes obsessed with them. And tonight, I assure you, it is no different. One of the fastest rising names amongst the fantasy football community, Drake Jordan. Is who he claims to be? Is this a burner account? Tonight we find out on Glenn Booker Live. You're on with Glenn Booker Live. Thank you for meeting with me this evening, Drake.
Thanks, Glenn. It's a pleasure to be here.
And as always, before I begin, I receive hundreds of emails a day with folks asking where they can get Glenn Booker Live merchandise. As always, you can get it at our.com at Glenn Booker Live. Hats, posters, we even have body pillows with my face on it. Also, I started a little GoFundMe account. Recently, I had a Xbox, the first edition, poop the bed on me mid-game. Admittedly, money is a bit tight right now. Call of Duty just came out, so if people want to kick a couple bucks in there, that would be appreciated. Drake, is this your first interview?
Well, Glenn, it's my first interview with an American audience, so I'm pretty much regular when it comes to Russian state television. You know, the Dynasty League football is kind of a pastime in the East, but you know, with the U.S.-Russian relations being what they are nowadays, I thought it's time to branch out, get more involved with the American audience that we have over here.
Oh yeah, Russia. So why have you decided to do this interview anonymously?
Well, Glenn, I can neither confirm nor deny that I may have a face that would be recognizable to the fantasy community. In the same vein, I can, as you can tell, I'm using a voice modulator. So again, I can neither confirm nor deny that I am using a voice modulator to hide the fact that my voice would be recognizable to those in the fantasy industry. So to best establish, any concerns about my identity, I thought it might be best to do this anonymously.
And that makes sense. There's quite a witch hunt going on right now for you, Drake Jordan. One of the very popular names that has popped up on the Twitter feed kind of came out of nowhere for most people. And what also came out of nowhere for most people was a clip. It was a video clip, Drake. Are you familiar with the clip that I'm going to ask you about?
There's just so many clips, Glenn. Could you elaborate a bit?
You might know this one. It was very popular. This is where I think you really started to ascend. It was a clip that had Coach Hugh Jackson in it. And he had many positive things to say about you. Did you pay for this clip? Was this clip fake? What was this? How did this come about?
Well, Glenn, I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity to clear the air. I've gotten many of these questions myself, and I'm giving you an exclusive answer right here tonight, live on primetime. So one thing that the people need to keep in mind, Glenn, okay? I'm a two-time high-stakes champion, okay? I fucking know people, all right? I have traded emails with the David Spades. I've beaten your Jim Belushi types to the waiver wire, okay? I have traded 2020 first-round picks to Brendan Frazier types, okay? That's just something to keep in mind. So, this video, you know, I have a great social media coordinator, Jared. He's the fucking best, okay? He's got He's got a knack for this stuff. So I said, Jared, I pulled him aside. And I said, Jared, I want the best in the business. I want one of the top names in sports to give me an endorsement for the feed. And so he contacts your Brendan Frazier types people. And, you know, our people and their people got in touch. Well, they didn't get in touch. They didn't get back to me right away. But you know what? He told me something about Hugh Jackson making a cameo on my Twitter. And I told him, you know, I'm in. People need to keep in mind, Hugh Jackson is a coach that has won multiple games at the NFL level. And the things that he had to say about me, my social media coordinator, Jared, tells me that he thought I was a very big deal. And I was surprised that he already knew about me. And Jared said there was no input at all that he would have provided in a text box. So, I'm glad I could clear the air, Glenn. But no, I did not pay Hugh Jackson. Jared did, but he did use a promo code, which makes it okay.
Yeah, that makes sense, because when you use the promo code, you save money, and that's savvy. That's what Glenn Booker teaches all the Glenn Booker Juniors out there. That's what I call people that are fans of the show. And I couldn't help but notice one thing that very much stuck out to me there was that you said Kevin Bacon's name, and I love Kevin Bacon in Footloose. Guy's a good dancer.
That's a good point, pal. You know, I have a rule when it comes to high-stakes leagues. If there aren't at least 3 degrees of bacon in at least 6 people's, the average members of the league, I'm not fucking playing in that league, pal. Oh. That's not how I roll.
You got moxie, you know. I'm starting to turn the corner in believing that this is not a false account. But I've got to ask you a question, because many people on Twitter have said this to me. I get numerous DMs from people at Glenn Booker Live. They message me and they go, Nate is a good guy. Nate, you know, I've heard of Nate. Nate List, right? Well, this is Glenn Booker, totally different guy. Let me tell you something. They come to me and they say, is this guy Evan Silva? I'm going to ask you right now, Drake Jordan, are you Evan Silva?
Pal, I'm flattered by the question. I truly am. Evan is a very smart, very resourceful, very, very handsome man. But no, I am not Evan Silva. I am Drake Jordan.
It's curious because, as I stated earlier, you've come out of nowhere. Very much the way that somebody that had a already previously popular background may have. And now you're pushing towards 3,000 followers. So, Drake, explain this rocket ship trajectory to us.
Here's the difference between me and the rest of the dynasty community, Glenn. You see, these dynasty experts, these guys, they play in $5 office leagues. I'm just going to come out and say it, Glenn. This is what they do. They go out, they play in these $5 office leagues, and then they're facing Karen from HR. They're losing to Esther in accounting. And damn it, Glenn, you know that they're losing to Chad in customer support. And then these guys, they come home, and you want to know what they're doing, Glenn? They're starting up a live chat, doing starting sits for Dynasty Football, okay? And the other viewers of those chats are other Dynasty podcasts, okay? Here's the difference with me, pal. I am a 2-time high-stakes champion. People try to come at me, you know, I see it sometimes, but you know what? They take one look at that bio, and they know, wow, this dude is not fucking around. So, yes, Glenn, I've had a meteoric rise because it's of my credentials and my hard work. Also, Evan Silva retweets me a lot.
Yes, he does retweet you a lot. Drake, also, the internet is calling you a troll. How do you respond to this?
Glenn, you know what's funny to me is, you see, these Twitter nerds, they can go and they can watch a 3-hour Lord of the Thrones movie, but I can't help but notice that they can't watch more than 5 minutes of football before they have to look back down at the spreadsheet and come up with their Whopper scores and their Big Mac scores. And, you know, pal, the difference between me is that I watch film. Glenn, I have literally watched film until my fucking eyes have bled. And I'll tell you what, Glenn, I have to take this opportunity to give a shout out to Ben Stein, because I played with Ben back in a 0.25 PPR league, high stakes, of course, back in 2011. And when this happened, he was able to get me in touch with some of the Clear Eye people, some of the executives high up, you know, again, high stakes executives. And he was able to get me some supplements that got me right back on my feet. So, yeah, that's what I have to say, Glenn.
Ben Stein, I mean, that's like talk about bragging. I mean, we've talked about Evan Silva, but this is another echelon of names.
Yeah, Glenn, I got to say, Ben Stein, he's pretty active in the Dynasty community. I can neither confirm nor deny that he might be a name that the people will recognize, just under a different identity. But I've said too much, Glenn. I've said too much. That's not my place to discuss.
People will be out there searching now. I mean, Ben Stein, what a get. Get him in your league. So, Drake, we had some low-level interns. I'm talking low-level. We don't pay much for people. This is what I do. I do financial advice. Part of the reason I've had financial success is I pay people very little bits of money. And oftentimes I don't pay them on time. But these interns, I had them tally it up. Are you aware that you have tweeted the word pal 249 times since April of 2019?
I don't know, Glenn. That count seems pretty low.
It seemed like, by how much low? I don't pay them much.
Yeah, you might want to pay them a little bit more, because I fucking use that word in literally every single tweet. So I'd probably at least start with the tweet count, but there are sometimes I'll throw it in more than once. Sometimes you gotta get the message across with these guys. You know, there's just something about low stakes players, Glenn, that it just makes you want to put them in their place. And there's just no better word in the English dictionary, or really any dictionary, that it better suits that attitude than the word pal.
I'm going to find a dictionary and throw it at my interns. Here's the thing. You think I should fire these guys?
Well, Glenn, you know, as someone who has a great social media coordinator, I'm telling you, the key is to make them think they're making a lot. You see, I pay Jared a very respectable $19,000 a year, okay? Mm-hmm. And it all starts there. And here's the thing. I don't give him health benefits. I don't even know his real name. I just call him Jared because I don't have time to learn his actual name. One thing to keep in mind with social media interns is a lot of these guys are starting their own dynasty podcasts. Okay, these guys are working at Burger King. They're working in offices again, $5 office leaks. Glenn, I don't need to go back into that. But these guys will literally do anything that you want them to if they think that it'll get them another 10 followers on Twitter. So what I see it is I tell Jared, you know, I'll give you $19,000 a year and I'll maybe shoot you a retweet every once in a while. That's usually a good place to motivate your guys.
I like it. And I like that you call him Jared, but you don't know. But I don't like him as much as I like Honey Nut Cheerios. You know, I've had heart issues in the past. So sometimes I like to pull myself a bowl of Cheerios when I'm doing the show live, and this is what I feed the interns typically when they're doing number crunching for me. I might throw a handful of Cheerios in their cage.
That's great, Glenn. You know, there's no better high-stakes cereal than Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, because it looks like the records of everybody I face is all donuts. So listen, kid. Hold together. So what does it take to be a high-stakes champion? Not once, but two times. Two times high-stakes champion.
Well, pal, I'll tell you, it's gotten pretty easy in recent years. And the reason why is pretty much the rise of the DFS industry. You know, these guys come in and they play in a format where you can literally just pick any player you want, okay? And then they want to branch out into other fantasy formats, and they think, you know, because they turn $1,000 into $5 that they can just waltz right into Dynasty League football. And, you know, ever since that's happened, you know, it's been pretty easy to win championships. These guys just throw their money around, and I just pretty much steal it, Glenn.
Ah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, I think about these players and these people that you play with. They must be putting large sums of money in there. But are you saying that these people don't know what they're doing?
Glenn, I would never say that. I play with the best of the best, okay? One thing to keep in mind is one question I get a lot is what is high stakes, you know? No. Literally every day I get people hopping in my mentions about $250. That's not high stakes. $500, that's not high stakes. The way it is, Glenn, is if you are sleeping at night for at least 4 hours, it's not high stakes. I would even say 3 hours. It's not high stakes. Let me just say this, Glenn, and I can't dive much further into this without breaking multiple NDAs. Ah. But I have never played in a league with a player more than once that has gotten last place in a high stakes dynasty league. Mm. Make of that what you will.
Wow. I don't even know. If you come in last place in a high stakes league, I mean, you lose your home, automobiles, wife leaves, I'm assuming.
Glenn, let me just say this. Losing your home, I consider that low stakes, pal.
It's impressive. That's you got moxie, kid. I like where you're coming from. I mean, I wouldn't want to lose a home ever. I got a motorhome I would lose. I've been trying to lose it. I need to sell that. I got to get that new Xbox. So here's a question. I got another one for you. Because I'm not fully convinced that you aren't someone else. I mean, you come to me. You've got this background where I cannot see your face. We negotiated this early on. I realized that you said to my people said to your people, we want to get Drake Jordan on the show. And your people said, well, he'll come on the show, but he's not showing his face. Now, you've explained all the reasons why. I understand you are a coveted individual. You're a rising star. And you don't want to be bothered on the streets when you're walking to go to a Chick-fil-A or to a Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. Or maybe you're at a Sandals resort, all-inclusive, even though it's very expensive. But here's the question in a very long-winded way of getting to it. Does the phrase "establish the run" mean anything to you personally?
Well, Glenn, when I hear the phrase "establish the run," I think of the most competitive resource in fantasy football. I think of the best minds in the fantasy industry coming together and saying, hey, let's start a fucking website to fight back against everyone and consolidate the best information that the industry has to offer in one place. I think of competitive low prices, and I think of the season package that comes at the low rate of $179. And then I think of how you can easily break that out to that's pretty much just less than $5 a week when you break it out over the rest of the season. I also think about the matchups column and how long it takes Evan to write it, and how he has a daughter to feed and a mortgage to pay. And it also means a valid football strategy as well. It does. That's what I think of. I think of running the football.
Are you Adam Levitan?
No. No. I have hair, pal.
Are you, okay, because, you know, something here feels fishy. I mean, I've been listening to you talk about this, and you talked about Kevin Bacon earlier, and I love Kevin Bacon. I loved him in Footloose. Was there a movie where he was a ghost? Ghost Dad? Was that it?
That sounds right. He dances and sexually massages pottery. That sounds right.
Yeah, it's pottery. But I don't think it was. No, was that him? No, I don't think it was. You know, anyways, I got two copies of Footloose. Listen, I want to do some rapid fire phrase association with you. So I'm going to give you some words, and I just want you to give me the first thing that comes to mind.
All right, Glenn.
Predictive analytics.
Anal.
Okay. Committee backfield.
Anal. Ticks.
I was not prepared for this. Hold on. Keenan Allen.
Gam gam.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's yo, and that makes sense. Tell me about your gam gam. I've seen you tweet about gam gam. I've heard you use gam gam to compare her to other people in the community or players in the fantasy football world. Tell us about Gam Gam. How is Gam Gam doing?
Well, Paul, she's doing great, Glenn. She's a huge fan of the show. She has several of your mugs, and she's already donated to your GoFundMe. So
very cool.
Gam says hi. One thing, Glenn, that I think is always important is to establish a process, okay? When things get heated, when the pressure is on, the processes are important because you can think clearly when it's difficult to, because there's just so much going on and the panic setting in, and then you have that process to lean back on. So when it comes to making fantasy football decisions, I ask, is this player comparable to my sweet Gam Gam? And when it comes to players like Keenan Allen, okay, Glenn, you know, Keenan Allen, I'm sure he's a swell guy. He sends out some clever tweets. He seems like he does well for himself when it comes to women. I'll give him props there. But could Keenan Allen beat my sweet Gam Gam in a foot race? Glenn, I'm not at liberty to say that. I cannot definitively say that. I'll leave it at that. Todd Gurley, you know, Is he suffering from the same medical ailments as my sweet Gam Gam? Well, Glenn, the answer is yes. So am I drafting players that are dealing with the same medical problems as sweet Gam Gam? No, I'm not, Glenn. And if for anyone that would like to challenge me on that process, well, I'm a fucking two-time high-stakes champion, okay? I think the process speaks for itself.
Interesting. And I think that's a very clear and concise way to go into your draft. I mean, Keenan Allen, not a good athlete. Jarvis Landry, not a good athlete. And what are these guys presently doing? They're not doing anything. I mean, I was a fan of Keenan Allen after the first 3 weeks of the fantasy football season. But I don't love him now. I'm not a fan. Don't want to start him anywhere. Droppable in all formats. I've been saying this for weeks on the show. Now, you touched on DFS earlier, and I want to read a tweet back to you that you said some things about this moments ago, but I want to read a tweet that you wrote and really get your thoughts on it. This is a few days old, I believe. It says, "It's the Monday morning screenshot hour, every DFS player's favorite time of the week where they brag about turning $1,000 into $1,050. Impressive returns for a fantasy format where you can literally just pick any player you want." Drake Jordan. So, Drake, tell me this. Not a fan of DFS?
Well, Glenn, that's a misconception. I'm a huge fan of DFS because, like I mentioned, it pretty much gets a lot of fish in the pond for a two-time high-stakes shark like myself to just eat the right the fuck up, okay? But one thing that when hearing that back, it doesn't sound as harsh as I meant it to sound. So that's really disappointing for me. But Glenn, I do want to take this time to remind people. People ask me all the time about my thoughts on DFS. They think I'm not a fan, and I am a fan, you know? But I want to send a message out to all the DFS listeners that you may have in your audience. And my intention is not to offend. It's not to make people feel sad or anything like that. But I do want to issue a warning, Glenn.
Oh, boy.
These people need to keep in mind. I could take down the DFS industry probably within about 15 minutes, Glenn. Mm. That's true. If I played one of my high stakes buy-ins, God forbid I played two of my high stakes buy-ins in 1 week of DFS, I'd probably bring the entire DFS industry to a fucking halt, if not the entire U.S. economy. So the next time a DFS player hops in my mentions and gives me any attitude, I would ask them and take this opportunity to remind them that they best treat me with some respect, okay? These people do not want to see what I would do with the fantasy format where you literally just pick the best player you want.
I mean, the idea that you could put a lineup together that was so good that it would actually fracture the U.S. economy is unfathomable. I mean, the idea of this, Drake, I mean, these leagues you're playing in, there must be the most elite people in them. I mean, who could afford to play in these leagues?
Well, Glenn, I'll tell you, to give people an idea of who could afford to play with a two-time high-stakes champion such as myself, the name rhymes with Efrey Sepstein, and he didn't kill himself.
He did not kill himself. I will agree with that. So, Drake, here's a question for you. Who do you respect in the fantasy community? Do you have any idols?
Who do I respect, Glenn? Well,
you really got to think about this one. I mean, this is digging deep. You know, the hamster wheel is turning right now. You're thinking of this. Who do you respect in the fantasy football industry?
Well, Glenn, I mean, the obvious answer is the counselor. You know, some people think that I am the counselor, which is unequivocally true, obviously. But I've heard that he's leading many people, low stakes people at that, to respectable 5-5 records. And you know, when if I have to mention anyone to respect, I guess it's got to be that guy.
That's that is not what I expected to hear you say. I mean, the Fantasy Football Counselor has gotten quite a bit of run recently on Twitter. Other names have been putting him in their mentions quite often. I have not. Glenn Booker Live, my people, my team, the interns in the cage, nobody has been tweeting his name. We don't even give them a computer. We don't want them to have any outside communication whatsoever. And that might be why we've got such a very low count on the pals. I can see you've dropped about 15 so far. 249 does seem a little low. Huh? Seems a little low.
Definitely, Glenn. I've tweeted almost 249 pals just since we've been sitting here.
Oh, I mean, the multitasking is just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I came into this thinking you were a fraud, thinking this was a burner account, but I see you sitting there, silhouette and all, very nice lighting behind you. It's a nice peach color, a color that I enjoy. It looks like a sunset, so I'm happy to do this interview. Drake, I got a question for you. I need to know, in fantasy football terms, give me your hottest take.
Well, Glenn, I don't really see it as a hot take, but a lot of low-stakes players come at me for it, so I'll mention it here. Here's the thing about Christian McCaffrey. He's Mike Allstott 2.0, okay?
Oh, okay.
I mean, just watch the film. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, wow. Watch the film. I don't know what that means. How do you see Christian McCaffrey and Mike Allstott as the same player?
Well, pal, when you look at him, it speaks for itself. You see, how do I know that everyone isn't looking up from their spreadsheets on NFL Sunday? Because they continually tout Christian McCaffrey. Okay, again, I have watched the film until my eyes have bled. I might know a thing or two when it comes to football, okay? Every time I look at the guy, there's just something about him. There's one specific thing that says Mike Allstott to me. I can't put my finger on it, but I know it's there.
Very interesting. That's a very interesting take. You know, Drake, we've talked about numerous things this evening. We've talked about your disdain for DFS. We've gone over tweets. I've asked you if you're Evan Silva. Still not totally sure that you are not Evan Silva. I've gotten your takes on Keenan Allen, amongst other players. If somebody is attempting to get into high stakes, what's some advice or a tip you would give to somebody that wants to get into high stakes fantasy football?
Well, pal, I'd say do as I do. You know, it all starts with the process. You need to start thinking of your sweet gam-gam. You need to start, or I should say, stop drafting Christian McCaffrey. And sure as hell, you shouldn't draft people that have arthritic knees, pal.
Oh, what a take.
It all starts there.
I love it. Well, you know what, Drake? I must admit, as the kids say, you are as real as the streets. I came into this interview expecting to find a fraud, but instead I have realized I'm speaking to no fraud. I'm, in fact, speaking to one of the greatest living high-stakes fantasy players of our generation. And for that, I thank you for your time, Mr. Jordan. Don't forget to visit glennbookerlive.com for all your GBL merchandise, and also maybe consider, you know, tossing a couple bucks into the GoFundMe account. As we discussed earlier, Drake, this is your chance to say whatever you want to the people as we close out. Go ahead. America's listening.
Glenn, I would like the America to, and those who are following me from Russia, I'd like them to take everything I've said tonight, and I'd like them to let that marinate.
I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Glenn.
Wow. So fucking ridiculous. What was that?